than Moses. Then came to the prophet Saleh. What was the story of prophet Saleh? You tell me, Aaron. What is the story of this Saleh prophet?
Well, he came to the town and God told him that there is a she-camel that they were supposed to share the water with it one day for the camel and one day for them.
Why? I wonder why. Because me living in that village, again, this Saleh prophet is nonsense. Why we should divide the water 50-50 with the camel? You tell me. Uh-huh.
It's because he says so.
It doesn't work that way. Who could answer me? You have to find one verse. We made sure that you will understand. In the story of the Saleh prophet, there is one verse that everybody should remember. It was there. They said, this is 24:97. Your intellect is like the camel driver, and you are the camel. Right?
Yeah.
Next verse. The saints are the intellect of the intellect. Therefore, they are like the camel driver, and you and your intelligence will be the camel. So there are two kinds of camels. If we don't talk about the saints, you are the camel, and your intelligence, the one who is leading you, is the camel driver. If we talk about saints, there are camel driver and we are all camels. And what is the water good for? All of us should be divided between me and the saint, and my intelligence and my body. Both of them. Means that my body is earthly, but I have to give this earthly existence half of the water, the source of life. It's not that spiritually I become a very good person and I deny my physical existence. It doesn't work that way. This is the machine. I'm the driver. But we are not divisible. If the machine rots, I'm handicapped. That's how it works. Because that logic for so many centuries, when they talk about positive and negative, you go for elimination of one of it. That's the logical solution, right? It's not. Here is complicated. When you see the bad people, what do you want to do with the bad people? Yes! Eliminate them! And if they pay you a couple of $1,000 per speech to talk about pity, then what do you do? Now you go around and talk about the pity towards what? You have pity towards the strong fellows. Where your pity goes? Uh-huh. If there is no rotten people, where your pity goes? And if you're pitiless, that's where when the problem starts. That's what it is. Logic divides, eliminates. We pull everything together because I cannot divide myself. It doesn't work. They did it in so many school of thought. They tried to do this, to do that, to do that, to go to extreme. To extreme of diet, to extreme of solitude, to all extremes. If your school of thought is good, it should be good for me as a normal person. We don't expect everybody to become saint. I don't want to be a saint. What? Am I doomed? Your logic should work for me, a simple fellow. That's what it is. So there is no division. Today, he came back to it again, after that solid story. What was he talking about today? the conclusion. He said, listen, let me explain it again to you. There are things that are mixed like yin and yang, and they are different like black and white. There are good and bad are mixed. How could you really divide them? By oversimplification. To really stamp whatever it is, either good or bad. Is it the case? Because if that's the case, every living creature has a lot of bad stamps on it that there is no place for goodness. Because mainly we are crowding out of the ocean of ignorance. What do we know? We don't know why are we here, what are we doing here, why everybody is here, and why it is like this. Right? Even with the best thing you have and the most important thing you own, it's like that. Because you feel an ownership in a way. The children. What are the children? A very complicated machine delivered to you without the manual. And by guesswork you do something. This is what it is, the life. How could you really divide it black and white? Everything is crystal clear? That is not the case. Don't look for that. Look at a complicated problem. That's the challenge. Face it as it is. Two parts, different but not different. Moses and Pharaoh. Saleh and the camel. The Saleh, okay, he's a prophet. His camel? Excuse me? Yes, his camel. Because that's half of it. Half of the value of Nelson Mandela is that he is a noble human being. He's not born with five eyes and ultra senses and being a superman. He's a superman. And he could be that. That's the point. Because when they talk about superstars, we imagine some superman. It's not the case. This is the beginning. You have to learn to bring, to have something in hand like this and handle both sides of it fairly. Because that's what the existence is all about. Let's hear it again. Peter.
Behold the people of the fire and those of paradise dwelling in the same shop. Between them is a barrier which they do not seek to cross. He hath mixed the people of the fire and the people of the light. Between them he hath reared the mountain of Gath. He hath mixed like earth and gold in the mine. Between them are 100 deserts and caravanserais. Mixed even as pearls and jet beads in a necklace, like guests of a single night. One half of the sea is sweet like sugar, the taste sweet, the color bright as the moon. The other half is bitter as snake's venom, the taste bitter and the color dark as pitch. Both dash against one another, from beneath and from the top, wave on wave like the water of the sea.
What is this bad he's talking about? What is this sea? Because the Arabic word is bahr. Bahr.
Dark consciousness.
And in Persian language, when you go in the sea of someone, means you are studying someone. To bahr-e-shafta. I was digging someone. Because everybody is carrying a sea. Water to us is a very